Hello?
Hello, Mr. President.
Well, you saw a good game, didn't you?
Wasn't that a great game?
Yeah.
I went in the locker room the way you did and met a lot of the players. I got there a little late, I guess, for television, but it was nice there. Weaver was so pleased you called him.
Well, he said you never could have made a call at a better time.
He told some of them, I don't mind losing the game now. He says the president called me.
Yeah. Of course, I called Murtaugh, too, but...
It meant something to Weaver.
Well, you know, they were two great teams, and it could have gone either way, but, boy...
Well, I was sort of glad to see Pittsburgh win because that Clemente is so great.
Oh, my God, and unbelievable. Unbelievable, really.
You know that pitcher, that Bill Blass?
Yeah.
A hell of a nice fellow.
Is he?
Really attractive young fellow.
Yeah.
In Stargell, afterwards, I saw him, and he said, I can't tell you how much this means to me. He said, as a youngster, I used to dream of being in the World Series, and he said, I thought maybe someday it would come to pass, and he said, now my dreams have come true. He said, I can't tell you how much it means. He said, this is a great country, and I'm so happy to...
Isn't that something, yeah.
Yeah.
And he got a hit today, too.
Yeah, fine.
He hasn't gotten many.
No, he didn't
hit
very well.
Yeah. Well, I just saw two games. I saw the one yesterday, which was a fantastic game.
Wasn't that a
game? It was probably the best game.
Yes.
Although one today was for pitching, God, it was a marvelous game.
Wasn't it? And, of course, some of those fielding plays, that last inning.
Oh, gee.
I wasn't sure I could go out in the mound the last inning. He said I was so nervous.
Yeah.
He had to face Powell and Frank Robinson.
Yeah. The first time you were on television, they had a blackout of the, the sound didn't come on. So that's why they brought you on a second time.
That's right.
So I saw it both times, so it looked good and sounded fine. Oh, yeah, it was great. What you were saying. So those little squibs are very good.
Yes, well.
And it showed you cheering for both sides, which is good. That's right. You know, I didn't go because I just felt that, at first I've got a hell of a lot of things I'm working on at the moment. And I think my identification with baseball is so clear that I don't have to go to the series.
I think what you're doing, though, is so good on these other sports. I talked to John Mitchell some time back about that. And
you mean like
bowling?
Bowling,
and,
auto racing.
Auto racing,
yeah,
and things like that.
Yeah.
I think that's very good.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, it might not be a bad idea when they have one of these bowling championships.
To go to one.
I
couldn't agree more.
Lanes. You know, they're on television.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people in this country that follow it. And I think it would be great. Everybody goes to baseball and football, but nobody.
Sure. And yet more people bowl. More people may watch the other two. More people bowl than anything else. About 40 million bowl.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'll sort of keep track of have some
track. Yeah. I'd like to do it. I'd like to do it.
Well, they have, usually that in the big city like New York or Chicago, and they have the national championships.
Yeah.
Well, I think things are going very well, Mr. President. Not true for you?
Right. I was going to suggest, I noticed we're on to get Finch off tomorrow, which would be good. I was wondering if you and Bush and Haig, the four of us could have a talk sometime this week. No hurry, just to look over those votes, on the UN thing. It seemed, as I looked at the list, the uncommitted list, that, my God, when you see countries like Venezuela and Panama and others and Greece and Turkey, for which we are life and death, I mean, they just got to give us a vote on a thing like this, which...
I think so, too.
And I know that you're doing all you can. I should stay out of it, I think. More, you know what I mean? I've done what as you know, remember, recall, I received the senator, the congressman, and that was a hell of a list, 350 people.
Mm-hmm.
But you made a strong public statement and have taken the leadership on it. You've also got the George has. I think if we can, I think getting me involved puts in too direct a deal, particularly when we're working out the Peking thing, too direct a case that I'm just, they'll try to play it as if we're playing it against Peking, which is really not the case. But do you think a meeting would be useful?
I think it would. And I think it would be helpful if Ron Ziegler could say something effective. Of course, the President of the United States supports the efforts that are being made by the Secretary of State and Ambassador Bush or something like that. There is a feeling that maybe maybe that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you should actively get involved.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it might make the difference between winning and losing if you could say something.
Yeah,
like,
I see.
Have Ziegler say something.
Yeah, well, we could get a question
yeah,
planted on
right.
the thing, and yeah. That I've.
Matter of fact, the Chinese ambassador, the foreign minister from Taiwan, came in to see me the last day up there and made that request.
Mm-hmm.
And he said a lot of people think that the president really doesn't have his heart in it, and that you're working hard, but they're not sure that the White
mm-hmm.
House and so
mm-hmm.
forth. And I said that's not true, of course, as you
yeah.
know, the president said.
I think it's the level of visibility, but I think a Ziegler statement I think would be. Very appropriate.
Yes.
As I said, as you know, I did receive those that group of congressmen that got some quite a bit of play.
That's right.
And
I think if you could do something like that, so if we lose it, you can later on say that you.
Yeah. Right. Frankly, I don't want to lose it, though. I think it's the part of being fighting this battle and then having the right wing take off from the United Nations and everything else would be a hell of a thing.
That's right.
And
it's awfully close.
And it's close enough that it could be won, it seems to me now.
I think we should make every effort.
It's close enough that it could be won because, as I said, when you look at some of these votes, they just shouldn't be on the other side.
That's
I mean,
right.
Because they depend so much on us. I mean, good God, Israel. Israel, we're their only friend. They shouldn't vote against us on this.
Well, I think they've got to vote with us. If they don't vote with us...
Well, that's the point. They need to be told that quite directly, it seems to me.
Well, Henry's told them, and I've told them.
I know.
Well, you know.
Well, I think maybe some of that will... I would hope would come through in the end, but... How hard are the British lobbying against us?
Oh, they were bad at first, but I think it was a lower level. And then I had George talk to their master up there, and he mm-hmm. promised us that he'd get everybody turned off, and I think they've been better lately. What they do, though, is in their soft voice, they say, well, the United States is not going to win, and that's harmful as hell.
Yeah.
But I think they've been a little bit better lately. I'm not sure if there's anything else we can do.
Yeah, well...
You talked to Alec Hume about it.
Sure.
The Italians are the ones that could make a big difference. If they vote with us, it could make a very significant difference.
Well,
I think maybe you should send a... oil note,
yeah.
oil comma letter, statement to Colombo.
Have the ambassador.
Yes, that's right. They'll make a difference in Turkey and possibly in Iran, and they can make a difference in Argentina.
Yes, yeah, I see. Yeah.
Because they're in the process of trying to improve their relations with the PRC.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, everybody is sort of thinking they think we're trying to improve our relations, therefore they think they ought to get ahead of us. I understand that.
That's right. Now, the one nation that deserves a hell of a lot of credit is Belgium.
Is that right? Yeah.
They're trying to improve their relations. In fact, they're having discussions now about renewing diplomatic relations with the Commission.
Yeah.
And they're going to vote with us on both. And Harmel is such a fine gentleman.
Oh, yes.
Very helpful. Belgium and Luxembourg are the only two NATO countries that are with us.
Is that right?
Well, we're trying to get Greece and Turkey, but I mean, Belgium and Luxembourg are the only two that are helpful.
We'd better get Greece and Turkey, I swear to God. Would it be useful to have Agnew...
I asked him, he said he would. He said he'd take it
away. I tell you, in the morning, when we meet... maybe you just get a message to him and tell him we've met and that this is of the highest priority. The thing that I think ought to be, I think with Greece and Turkey, that what they must remember is that their, frankly, only supporters in our Congress are the people that would be out of their minds if they vote against Taiwan, you see?
That's right.
Now, that's a very potent point, you know. What the hell, there's a hell of a lot of people want to cut off aid to certainly Greece.
That's right.
Don't you agree?
Well, I think Greece is probably going to be with us. Turkey is a tough one.
Why are they leaning the other way? But they're...
Well, they are a little bit closer, of course, to China.
Yeah.
And they are in the process now of establishing diplomatic relations with...
Well, they can do that, too, but this isn't gonna harm that.
Well, what they don't think so, though. They look at countries like Canada and Italy, and they say, well, why the hell is Canada and Italy and these other countries that are doing this, and And why do you expect us to? Why, I mean, Italy's a good example. That's why Italy's important, because they see the analogy with Italy. And but I think we've got to get Turkey. If we could get Turkey and Argentina.
Now, how are we working in Argentina's lodge, I suppose?
Well, I think there again that a message from you to their president. I think he leans in our direction. Their foreign minister, he leans the other way.
Mm-hmm. In other words, use the oral message technique.
That's right. To both Argentina and Italy.
Yeah.
Mexico is also troublesome.
Yeah, but I suppose they'd be tough, though, huh?
Well, damn it, the president is a nice fella.
Yes.
I had a long talk with him in front of his foreign minister, and his foreign minister is sort of a insipid little guy.
Yeah.
And I must say that I came out way ahead. The president was quite impressed and went out of his way to say, you know, I really didn't have a clear understanding of it before and so forth. I think I've got him on our side in terms of not voting against us. I think they may abstain. But we need their vote on this important question. That's the key vote, of course. And right at the moment,
what is the date of the vote now, do you anticipate?
I think it's going to be about the 28th. So we've got a little time.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it's almost too
never much.
That's right.
Never enough. Never enough either. Well.
Well, would you like then to see?
Well, let me see. What I have tomorrow, I'm going to get when I get with Haldeman to see what we've got the time, and then I'll get in touch with you as to the when we can, you know, probably sit down and because we need to take a half hour to look over the things to see which ones. But in the meantime, I think you ought to, if you would, you ought to get some. When does Agnew get to Greece? Is he there now? Or?
He's there now, yeah. I think Turkey, he's left Turkey, so the toughness. I think he's going to do what he can. I think that...
I would think he would, because he believes it deeply, too.
Oh, sure, sure. And I had a...
And you've already told him
that.
Yes. All right, well, then he'll do it. I don't think you need to do anything more with him, but...
No, I don't.
Do you?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Is Martin... Is he adequate to do the job at the Colombo? I mean, he could go in. He could talk to him quite firmly, couldn't he?
Sure. No, he's in pretty good terms with him.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we might do with him is just, we didn't send one to Italy yet. I know there were some oral messages went out.
We sent one to Ireland, and let me see. Iran is another one. The Shah should be with us. But he's playing sort of a mixed-up game, too.
Sure. Okay, well, we'll see you tomorrow.
Fine, Mr. K.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. Bye.